Jim Sarb, who is the actor making a special appearance right in front of you?
This is Mimi. Mimi.
Hi, Mimi. No? Do you speak Parsi, Gujarati, French?
I mean, she's quite a Parsi cat.
She speaks claw.
He speaks claw. That's a good one. Hi, Ishwak. How are you? Yeah.
Good, man.
Okay. See, the genesis of the story idea, I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, here are two of the most iconic figures in contemporary Indian culture. But where did the idea stem from? Did MA bring it to you? Did you take it to MA? Let's talk about the collaborative process first.
Sure. So, as you said, I mean, we've all heard of Homi Bhabha and Vikram Sarabhai, but it just doesn't come intuitively to think that you'd make a series on them. We've made them on film stars and sportsmen and musicians, but you don't think of doing something on scientists. So, a writer called Abhay Korane actually came to us with the idea. And, you know, he sort of pitched us on a show with these two legendary scientists. And what he told us, and which we frankly didn't know, was that their lives were so intertwined that they actually had, you know, these sort of concurrent journeys. And they might have been sort of, they might have had different philosophies for the way that they wanted science to influence a country. But they were an integral part of each other's lives in many ways. And, you know, that really got us going. And then, you know, we were chatting with MA about what we could do together. And when we told them about this, Nikhil immediately jumped up and said, you know, he loved the idea. He'd done a lot of reading on these characters too. And that's really where the journey began. And then Nikhil and Abhay Pannu, who's written and directed the show, you know, sort of took the baton forward, did a lot of research. We even had the Sarabhai family on board. We were able to talk to them, be as authentic as possible to the way that events played out, but obviously dramatize what happened around the characters. And that's when we got this incredible cast on board too. And that's really where the journey.
Lovely. And Parsi represent, I mean, this is my favorite community. All my closest friends are Parsis. And it hurts me. I mean, in Mumbai, Maharashtra and Gujarat, obviously, there's never a problem. But you can go into pockets in the northernmost parts of India and people will not know what a Parsi is. So I'm just really happy that as part of popular culture, there is a series being made on a Parsi gentleman and a Parsi is playing that. How does that feel? How are people in the community reacting? Man, is your WhatsApp line flooded with go Jim go?
No, that's the brilliant part of the Parsi community is they just don't take themselves seriously, you know, and that's always been one of my favorite things. They just don't take themselves seriously. They really believe that the funniest and most eloquent one in the room, should have the opportunity to do that. You should be able to pull anyone's leg. We don't care about positions of power, you know, like who the boss is supposed to be. Everyone is kind of teasing each other. I love that.
That sounds like Punjabi. Yeah,
it sounds ridiculously like Punjabis. Yes, yeah. That's true. And with the kind of mixed heritage like that Sid Roy Kapoor has, he can nod in both directions. So, but you know, it's not a Parsi stereotype. I mean, these people exist. He has a right brain as well as left brain thinker, Jim Sarb, a man who is responsible for India's nuclear program, also loves his flowers and his botany and his, surprise, surprise, his Western classical music. So that must have been interesting for you to do, man.
Not just the Western classical music, just arts in general. Like he could play the violin, he could play the piano, he was a brilliant artist in his own right. He supported all the modern Indian art movement as much as possible. The whole family did, but like he included. It's just the way he's described by lots of people, including J.R.D. Tata, Vikram Sarabhai, and their eulogies, is that he's a complete man. There's no other way to describe him. His interest was so far-reaching and so deep in all of the subjects that he got interested in that, I mean, it's just been it's like being a Renaissance man. It was astounding to learn more about him and realize just what an incredible figure he was.
It's the biggest celebrity chat show. Look who's talking with Rishi K. With our main man, Rishi K. And your favorite celebrities. Don't go anywhere.